Tampax apologizes for sexual social media post after backlash. Respect is central to our brand values. By Catherine Hamilton on November 27, 2022. Tampax backtracked on its recent social media behavior after receiving a firestorm of criticism from Twitter users who deemed one of the company's posts sexual and inappropriate. The Procter & Gamble-owned company issued an apology in reference to a now-deleted Saturday post that read, "You're in their DMs. We're in them. We are not the same." The post appeared to be a spoof of the online phenomenon known as sliding into DMs, or directly messaging a person on social media, oftentimes to initiate a romantic query. "We messed up with our last tweet. We removed it and we apologize to everyone we offended. Respect is central to our brand values. Our recent language did not reflect that. We have learned from this, and we will do better," the post reads. Before issuing an apology, the company initially doubled down and reshared its post, adding that they refused to let Twitter shut down before we shared this tweet. Subsequently, hashtag boycott Tampax trended on the platform. As Breitbart News previously reported, many on social media accused the company of sexualizing women. Real weird for a company that sells products made for women's natural bodily functions to make a tweet sexualizing women for using their products. LMFAO, fire our social media manager. This is gross, one user wrote. "So periods are now automatically sexual according to you?" another user asked. "Your tweet is gross, it's pedophilic. Who wrote this?" "Wait, I think I know the answer," another wrote as one remarked. "This took me several moments to understand, as the vile misogyny was unexpected from a company that sells exclusively to women and girls. You really hate us. Misogynist men making degrading jokes about women to make other misogynist men feel good. All behind the corporate logo," a Twitter user added as others deemed the post disgusting and creepy. This is hardly the first time the company has waded into controversy. This round of backlash comes 2 years after the company made waves after asserting that not all people with periods are women, catering to the widespread transgender push by the radical left.